Alabama and Georgia in the southeast with very poor-to-poor ratings, greater than 10%, and Oklahoma and Texas greater than 20% on the southern Great Plains. And we've also seen some of that rain-related damage in Arkansas, and 23% very poor-to-poor in that state.
But, of course, harvest continues to move along. As Rippey says, the cotton harvest is running ahead of normal.
42% harvested by October 26th, 1 point ahead of the five-year average, and 10 points ahead of this time last year.
And Rippey also has an update on the peanut harvest.
Open weather during the week ending October 26th in the south, promoting a fairly rapid peanut harvest pace, now 65% overall. That's equal to the five-year average, but behind last year's 69%.
Now in Florida, peanut harvest was called 83% complete. That's ahead of the five-year average of 79%. Now when it comes to vegetable harvest, it has begun across southwest Florida with light quantities of eggplant, herbs, peppers, grape tomatoes, watermelons, and squash coming online. Strawberries in Manatee County are established, and harvesting of tomatoes, cucumbers, peppers continue. Farmers across the state did enjoy a drier week, which really helped with harvest activity. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.